Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
At the Addams Family household, it's Halloween all year round. The gimmick with the Addams Family, other than the theme song, is the casting of actors who most closely resemble the appearance of the characters in the cartoon panels drawn by American cartoonist Charles Addams that ran in New Yorker magazine from 1938 to 1988. In the latest version, the feature film The Addams Family, computer-generated imagery matches quite well the original Charles Addams characters. The actors' voices for the animated movie are quite good. Oscar Isaac is Gomez Addams, Charlize Theron is Morticia Addams, Chloe Grace Moretz is Wednesday Addams, Finn Wolfhard is Pugsley Addams, Nick Kroll is Uncle Fester, Bette Midler is Grandma, and Conrad Vernon is Lurch. The voice talent includes Allison Janney, Martin Short, and Catherine O'Hara. The storyline in the Addams Family animated feature film is rather clever. Margot Needler, host of a reality TV makeover show, offers to transform the spooky Addams Family house. When the Addams Family rejects the offer, Margot seeks revenge. Meanwhile, Wednesday leaves the house to stay at a friend's house. The CGI animation in the Addams Family is excellent. The surface features of the family's house interior, the clothing and accessories on the characters, and the facial and body movement of the characters are really well done. Also, the perspectives in many scenes are imaginative, including high angles, low angles, and off-kilter angles. There are some corny literal puns in the screenplay, as when it's noted that something will make Pugsley climb the wall, and then Pugsley is shown climbing the wall inside the house. The movie is directed by Greg Tiernan, who directed TV's Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, and it's co-directed by Conrad Vernon, who directed Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, Monsters vs. Aliens, and Shrek 2. The screenplay is by Matt Lieberman, who wrote the screenplay for The Christmas Chronicles, and by Pamela Petler, who wrote the screenplay for Monster House and Corpse Bride. It's based on a story by Conrad Vernon and Erica Rivajosa. And of course, the characters were based on those created by Charles Addams. No spoiler alerts, but here's a fun alert. At the end of the film The Addams Family, the theme song is sung, and the lyrics are shown with Thing, that's the disembodied hand, following the words, a la a bouncing ball. If finger snaps were available for this movie review, the Addams Family would get two snaps. The Addams Family is MPAA rated PG for macabre and suggestive humor and some action. Opening November 8, Dr. Sleep. Mike Flanagan directs Rebecca Ferguson, Ewan McGregor, and Jacob Tremblay in the horror film. In the sequel to author Stephen King's The Shining, the adult Dan Torrance encounters a young girl with similar powers. Last Christmas, Paul Feig directs Emilia Clarke, Henry Golding, Emma Thompson, and Michelle Yeoh in the comedy romance. Kate, working as a department store Santa's elf, meets the man of her dreams. Midway, Roland Emmerich directs Woody Harrelson, Ed Skrein, Patrick Wilson, and Dennis Quaid in the action war drama. It's about the Battle of Midway in World War II. Playing with Fire. Andy Fickman directs John Cena, Judy Greer, Keegan-Michael Key, and Brianna Hildebrand in the comedy. Firefighters rescue three children. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.